I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am, but Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
I gave up on time, just like you said you would.
Hey, it's podcast time. This is the Alt in Our Stars, Billboard's weekly alternative music podcast. I'm your host, Chris Payne. Want to transport you to the Caribbean, picture it. We're heading from Miami to Mexico. You can see Cuba on the horizon at this point. What you're about to hear is an interview I did on Paramore's Parahoy Cruise a couple weeks ago. Interview I did with the band Churches. They were the main support on the cruise. They played 3 sets. At this point, Churches, they have 2 excellent albums to their name. Both like rock solid records to start a career with. They can put together a really awesome set at this point, and I talked to them just before. Actually, they did a little bingo game on board the second day, so I talked to them before this, a little bingo game they did. They're a great band, super smart people. Lauren, their singer, has a background in journalism, so, you know, kind of kindred spirits there, but really all three of them are just really, really intelligent, interesting people to talk to, really in tune with a lot of pertinent topics we spoke about. So I really enjoyed this conversation. I hope you like it. Because we were traveling, could only do 2 mics this time, so apologies if sound quality is a little bit off what it normally was. This is basically our on-the-road version of the Alt in Our Stars podcast. 4 people making it work with 2 mics, doing a little bit of sharing, so I think we made it work. I hope you enjoy it. Last week, we had Lights on the podcast, another one I think you might be into if you're into this kind of thing. Also did this one on the Paramore cruise. If you want to check that one out, you can search for the Alt in Our Stars on iTunes or just go into the podcast app on your phone. Also, if you're viewing this on billboard.com, you can check the link at the bottom of the page and that'll take you right there. You can also subscribe to the podcast, get it every week. We have a new episode every Friday with a new guest and all the archived episodes are there. So yeah, that's it. Hope you enjoy the podcast. This is the Alt in Our Stars with Churches. From the top again, this is the Alt in Our Stars podcast. That's the name of the show, the Alt in Our Stars. And we're here with Churches on the Parahoy cruise. How are you guys doing?
We're good. We're excited to be on the boat.
What a delight. I just saw Cuba for the first time.
Cuba's in the distance right now.
It really is. That sounds like a lie, but it's true.
The other side.
So we're seeing Cuba. We're looking at this great view. We're in Lauren's stateroom right now. We're chilling. How was the show last night, guys? Because this was your first show, first maritime Churches performance.
It was good, yeah. It was windy. I guess it was windier than even like the windiest festival we've played. So there were challenges involved in that. But generally, I think it went well. Like, from what we can tell so far, like the vibe is super nice on this trip. Like, all the bands are really nice. And it seems like the Paramore fan base is really nice. And it's nice to be a part of that, because a lot of times when you're not playing your own show, you don't really know what kind of reception you're going to get, and people have been very welcoming to us, so it went well, I think.
Lauren choked on her hair.
I did, yes. There was a lot of sea wind that was going on, and, you know, I have to open my mouth quite a lot when I'm singing, and it went, like, right, like, you know, if it's just in my mouth, it's fine, but it went, like, right down, like, the gullet, and it was bad.
She kept, like, dropping lines during the set, and I'm going, and every time I looked up, there was just hair. Like, okay, that's
so
fine.
I think for shows 2 and 3 I'm gonna tie it out of my face. That was a lesson.
You need
it's
get
a life
that
lesson.
Sailor's hat on.
I brought all these stupid props, which sometimes I feel that Ian and Martin aren't that into, but
Them right now.
Well, we're wearing them for the podcast. We might not wear them for shows in front of people, but I feel like, you know, we don't get to do this stuff very much, so we should go in 2 feet first if we're going to do it.
I mean, the band came out in all black. I think, like, the little sailor's hats, the lei, the Mardi Gras beads very randomly.
It we're offsets not really the in seriousness. New
Orleans, but I think it could add a little bit to the black accents. So.
Little, something to set it off here.
We're not really serious as people. We're quite lighthearted.
So I noticed something listening to your set last night. I've seen you guys play before, but this is the first time seeing a church's show at sea. Mm-hmm. Picked up a vibe in some of the songs. You played a song called We Sink very early in the set.
Oh, didn't do the...
Under the Tide?
Under the Tide, Keep You on My Side.
Of the Boat. I see what you're saying.
There's a lot of church's songs that maybe sound like kind of things not going so well on a boat, like maybe sinking.
Well, we've only been on a boat once before, and it kind of went fine. So I don't know why it would be something that... Well, in terms of safety, it was fine.
Yeah. Still alive.
We stay afloat, keep you on my side.
Yes. But,
stay afloat.
Empty Threat's got a pretty heavy nautical
theme,
it's too.
Yeah, true. As far as I'm aware, I don't really spend a lot of time with boats, so I don't know why I write about it so much. Maybe after this, we'll have a whole concept album about it.
A maritime concepts album.
Like churches do steampunk or something.
Wow.
I can't imagine what that would be like. But you know, we need ideas. Maybe after we have a little break, we'll need ideas for album 3, so we'll come back to this one, we'll see what happens.
Yeah, I was on the Paramore cruise the last time. It was with Tegan and Sarah. Paramore were there. And I think it's a lot of the same people from the last time, because they get preferential like treatment on buying tickets,
pre-sales,
getting on the ship another time. So I would say it's maybe even like more than half of those people. And I feel like they've brought like a lot of good vibes with them, because a lot of these people have done this before.
I think so. And I guess from what I can tell about the Paramore... Not now! I think it's good.
You can ham it up as well. We've got sushi platters and,
I'll wish. Anyway.
There is a sushi restaurant on this boat.
I figured, we are at sea, but that does not necessarily mean that the seafood is going to be fresh, because unless they're actually catching it with a fishing rod, then it's at least a couple of days old. So maybe I'm going to sidestep the sushi on board.
Ian is very worried about general stomach upsets, because he's not had a great run in recent times. He got sick on a plane. So before we were getting on the boat, Ian was like, "Do you want anything? I'm going to go to the shop and stockpile emergency supplies in case for some reason there's some kind of outbreak of illness or like food shortage." Then he's got all the M&Ms and hand sanitizer we could ever want. I don't know. But I respect and applaud your forward plan.
I was really sick before the show last night. I never thought I was seasick, but I was not well before the gig. I don't even know how I got through it. We had to cut a song because I was not in a good way.
Plus, we did some really good... I guess I always tell myself that, because we don't tend to make a huge amount of like in-your-face eye contact when we're playing shows, but I actually do think we're really good at wordless communication now, because I was like, I need to talk to Martin to figure out what's happening, whether we're cutting this song and switching it in, and then turn around and tell Ian, and then we need to communicate with the tech guys at the side, and then communicate with the sound engineer, and we did it in less than like a minute. It was pretty impressive. Doc was just like, no, like... How would I describe that for podcast purposes?
It was if I perform this song, I'm probably going to die.
Yeah, a hand action that somehow relayed that to me, and I was like, ooh, okay, no, don't come out here.
No one wants to be helicoptered off a cruise ship to a hospital on the first night.
But I was thinking afterwards, I was like, what would happen if, like, because Doc's very passionate and enthusiastic during that song, and also does a lot of going towards the crowd, and I was like, what would happen if you, like,
bombed on the front row.
Pukes on the kids in the front row. I was like, that's like, suck it, Dillinger Escape Plan. Like, that's a whole new level. You shit.
J.J. Allen.
Oh, yeah. Like, you shit on the stage. Big deal. Like,
and I'm here to report everything.
It's in your area. You didn't shit on the kids. That'd be awful. I feel like all the kids are so nice and polite.
Shit on the kids.
They would be like,
that's
don't worry
three.
About it. Like, it's fine. Don't worry about it. And they'd be like, sorry, I'm sick of you. But, you know, maybe the show tomorrow. We'll see.
Yeah.
I'm kind of excited. We have to call the Parahoy bingo thing And I've only played bingo a couple of times, but I quite like the, you know, where they do like the rhyming slang stuff, like the 22, all the
oh,
twos.
Oh, yeah, have you been swatting up on that stuff?
No, I'm just going to, I think if we make it up, it'll be funnier.
I'm trying to get some X-rated bingo calls, like...
Well, it says 18 plus, so I think you're going to be okay.
Decks, 11, probably a couple, couple of, you know what I mean?
Or like, the 12, 1 and 2, need a poo. Like, we'll be like, what? And then it'll be, you know, maybe it'll take longer to get through the game because people are confused, but it'll still be uplifting. Plus, Ian doesn't look pleased by any of this, so I think that making it as embarrassing as possible for you will be my goal.
I'm not going to be there, so I'll just heckle you.
Well, it's just, I'm not doing it myself, no way.
Yeah, so we were talking about the good vibes on board, and I was saying, like, I think there's a lot of diversity. A lot of it is, like, the Tegan and Sarah crowd, the Paramore crowd from last time. There's a lot of gay and lesbian couples, a lot of teens and their parents. Does this feel like maybe even more positive vibes? Because normally church's shows are pretty positive, but how does this one feel in comparison?
Yeah, I think from what we can tell about our fan base in the last couple of years, it's definitely developed a lot. I think that it's looking at a front row of a church's show is really diverse, and I like that it can be like, you know, 50-year-old dudes who love Depeche Mode, or, you know, teenagers, or like a teenage girl and their dad and stuff like that. I think that's nice and a positive thing, and I definitely think that's something we have in common with bands like Tegan and Sarah and Paramore and Lights. And yeah, I think the way that those bands interact with the people that come to their shows and that love their records has been very inspiring to me personally as well. And it's really nice to be a part of that. And just feel like, it does feel like a, it sounds cheesy, but it does feel like a community thing. And when Paramore were playing their show yesterday and they were talking about the Paramore family, like, you look around, I'm like, those kids do feel that. Like, they've come from everywhere. Yeah, like, they've come from so many different places to be here. And I think, I don't know, people just want to feel like they belong for a minute, and I feel like that's definitely something that a band like Paramore has given them, and they've invested in that, and it feels really nice to be a part of that rather than just a, you know, normal festival bill that doesn't have that kind of aspect to it.
They've got this map that they show you on the TV, like in your room, that has got a like a heat map of where everyone's come from throughout the world. And there's something like over 30 countries that people have come to this cruise from. And I think that speaks volumes about the way that their fan base is and the level of loyalty and level of engagement that people have. And that's pretty inspiring as a band for us. You know, it's something good. We've always been super engaged and we've always, you know, worked towards that level of community. And there's something to be learned from the way that those guys, Paramore, I mean, have done it, and Tegan and Sarah for that matter, throughout their careers. It's very, very cool.
Yeah, and like before, you guys have dealt with dudes in the audience yelling out shitty things and people online. I think you guys have raised a lot of awareness for that. And you probably get asked about this a lot, so I'm thinking just specifically recently, maybe in this recent album cycle, do you see things getting better? Do you think progress is happening?
I think the thing that's different for us is that the community immediately around the band has galvanized in a way on this record it didn't necessarily on the first. I don't necessarily know if we get that stuff more or less. I just think that the people who care about the band on a day in, day out basis are much more dedicated, and they kind of self-police to an extent. And also, I think for me personally, it's been healthier to just try and focus on and invest in that part of it, because then it makes the other stuff easier to ignore or deal with and things like that.
Yeah, and do you think just like, because I feel in recent years, like especially people around our age have been better than people in the past at raising awareness about sexism and things like this. Have you seen like a new thing happen with millennials, young people like us, basically?
Yes and no. I think the worst culprits that have we've come into contact with have been millennials, have been our age. So I think some of the best and some of the worst people come out of that. I think the internet and social networking has increased communication in a really awesome and positive way, but it's also completely dehumanized a lot of people, I think. But yeah, I'm not sure.
These people always had those elements of their personality. It's just sad now that in the modern era, you can write that down and it stays there and people have to look at it. Whereas before, maybe these people didn't have a voice like that. They were thinking those thoughts, but they weren't spewing it out into the world. People seem to think that if there's one layer of anonymity, even if they're stupid enough to think that their IP addresses aren't like easily accessible.
We know you all. We take before I block you, I take a screenshot and you go on a list, motherfucker. Yeah. So
I think there's one layer of anonymity between what they're saying. They can come out some of the most fucked up shit I've ever read. Stuff that I've never thought or would even dream of saying to someone, let alone writing it down. Yeah. You know? But we're talking about a seriously small minority of people here. Just they shout loud.
Yeah, and I think for us, the thing that has changed in the last couple of years is just how invested people have become in the band and how they've kind of brought the ethos of the band into their lives and vice versa. And I think that that makes it feel more like a 3D tangible thing rather than just a record that people listen to. Maybe they stream, they don't buy, whatever. Like, it's not just that for people. And I think we're really lucky to have that. And it makes it, I don't know, that kind of investment for them and for us makes it feel a lot more of a purpose or something.
Like church is the lifestyle.
Well, not gonna go that far.
Like stuff like the other bands that are on this boat, like bands like Newfound Glory, like there's an ethos in that band which connects with the people that love that band, and that's why they're still here however many years later, because those are guys that invest in local music communities and help other bands, and you know, they're about communicating with the kids that follow their band and, you know, helping those people with their lives and things. And I think that something like that's really powerful, and it's nice to be part of a bill like that when people give a shit about something that's more than shifting units and selling tickets.
Yeah, those guys all came from hardcore, and even though like they morphed into a band that had videos on MTV and whatnot, I think even to this day, like, you see a lot of activism for things like veganism on board. And I feel like with Haley, with Chad, with Newfound Glory, a lot of that just goes back to where these people came from.
Well, yeah, and I think I was gonna think that just because your band is of a certain size or plays a certain kind of music or something, it doesn't mean that you necessarily have to run your life by the ethos or lack of ethos of other bands that are of that ilk, you know? And I think a band like Newfound Glory, like, they still have kept all those things from being those kids that put on all those shows back in the day. And I think that's very inspiring, you know? And a lot of people don't bother to do that. And I think, I don't know, it's nice to see people give a shit about something in an industry where most people don't. That sounded really negative.
Most people don't give a shit, but we do.
You know what I mean? No, but like a lot of bands don't. And they don't have to. Like, it's your prerogative. No. Do whatever you want. But I don't know. I think it's inspiring to see that, and then you see that mirrored back at them from the people that come to their shows and buy their records. And I think that must be a really rewarding thing to feel.
That's not to call it a criticism of people who aren't activists for this sort of thing. Like, that's, I don't think that's what you're saying.
What's right for one person is not
right for another. It's the, it's inspiring that these people that give enough of a fuck to work towards something like that and stand up for that sort of thing. But just because someone else doesn't mean that they're automatically, you know,
the problem.
Yes.
A problem.
But it doesn't give me the warm fuzzies in the same way, does it?
Right.
So we're saying it's easier to kind of just come to a show kind of on autopilot, like, yeah, I'm here to see some music, drink some beers, be with my friends,
right,
watch the show, and maybe
which is
not,
totally fine.
Yeah.
Escapism
totally
and entertainment, you know. That's cool. That's cool.
But then every so often there'll be a band that communicates with you on a level that's a little bit deeper than that, or like, hard, I don't know. And I think so you see that a lot when you're at shows on this weird boat. It's not this weird big love boat.
Floating city.
Fucking luxury prison.
The 3D Church's experience. So basically you want to be one of those bands that have this whole set of ethos, like a community around it.
A scratch and sniff of emotion. Sorry, that's my bag. Beyonce's in my bag. All right, wait a minute.
Just leave it on.
Yeah, it'll be a good soundtrack. Can you handle it?
All right.
But this is the lifestyle of churches. This is the 3D, 360
experience. Scratch and sniff experience.
Scratch and sniff. Yes. It's so 80s. I love it.
What happened to scratch and sniff? We used to talk about getting that. No. We were talking about new shirts the other day. We're going to try and put some new shirts in the merch range.
Okay.
And I take
scratch
the, and maybe scratch and sniff.
I think we should do it. Do you remember Global Hypercolor?
It
was big in the 80s. It was like shirts and shorts, like kind of sportswear. And when it got hot from your body temperature, it would change color.
Yeah. We could get one of those, like, get that an album art one with that on. Or we'll get like the album art and then have it be scratch and sniff, like floral scratch and sniff.
Yeah, with the album art. The album art would be very
get hot.
I think that would be good, right? Yeah. Write this down. Should write this
scratch
down.
Scratch and sniff.
You heard it here first. Church's entire range of scratch and sniff items for
lemonade
summer
and
2016.
Church's workout gear.
You heard
be
it here
thing,
first.
Because like workout gear, I think, especially with kids, is becoming more of a fashion thing.
Activewear.
And I don't really see bands selling it as much.
I don't know if I have any activewear.
Do you want a joke?
I'm basically this is basically like Shark Tank where I'm pitching my idea.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. I've seen these shops, especially in East London, where like really high end like boutiques that just sell gym gear.
Or like sports.
And I always thought to myself, what wankers they? Like going in there by, and then I started going to the gym all the time. And I thought I should go and get me some of that.
And work out and look good at the same
Trish
time.
Trish and I work for Under Armour, actually.
Oh,
that's what this has been all about all along.
Enter the Under Armour rep. Like
I think
we've got some ideas for churches.
I think we should do a health goth line. Have you heard about that?
Oh yeah, I know about health goth.
It's just but we already all have baggy t-shirts on and skinny black jeans, so it's probably more achievable than the sports look, given that.
Health goth.
I've got some like trousers that are sort of joggies with zips on them. That's kind of health goth, is
zips
it not?
Zips are important. Goth cyber goth.
It's really all that shit's basically just the industrial look, like evolved.
Yeah.
Like 5 years ago, that was powerfully uncool to dress like that. Anytime you go to LA, it's just people wearing a big baggy goth t-shirts and like shorts that are also trousers. You seen those things?
Yeah, I feel like Kanye rips that a lot with a lot of the things he designs, where like the pits, the sleeves in the shirt will be a lot baggier than they used to be. The crotch will drop lower, like Justin Bieber pants. All that stuff is big right now.
You missed Ian's enjoyable mashing of words. We decided they should be called schnauzers or shorts.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Church's shorts.
Shorts.
Mm-hmm. I want to see a fucking shark so badly. I just want to see a shark.
You need to go scuba diving in Mexico.
But I just mean like out there, like swimming around. I figured that that was a possibility. Do you think that's unrealistic?
I don't know. Well, I guess, would they come that close to the surface this far out? I don't know.
Maybe not.
I don't really know enough about how they are operating in the open sea.
We need to get a maritime specialist in here, an employee from the ship.
Do cruises come with that?
I'm sure they do.
Is there like a Jacques Cousteau guy who just cruises?
You were on Parahoy before. This is our first time. We don't know.
Oh, so I should be the ex. This is where I think pods of dolphins, maybe porpoises, are very prevalent in this area.
Oh.
There we go.
Coast of Cuba. Maybe not sharks, but you can see the porpoises, maybe even the dolphins.
Aww,
that's all I wanted. That's great.
I'm lacking
a
sense of porpoise.
Oh, no. Are you sure you don't want to come to bingo? I feel like you might be like on. You're like ready or primed. So I see the turning tides are parting for you. Taking back an empty breath. More than you could ever know. Take it back with no regrets. I was better off when I was on your side. And I was holding on to try and not forget. Hoping that you never know.
So you guys have two sets left.
Yeah.
On Parahoy, played one on the main stage, the pool deck, last night. So I'm wondering, you have two albums to pick from now, more songs, more churches material, more songs about ships sinking. what is going to be the approach for the next two sets? You're going to have some different songs in there?
Yeah, I think we're going to try and switch things around a little bit, because the sets are an hour, so we can kind of drop a couple of things, put another things in. And I think it'll be good fun.
Are we going to try and get Haley to do a song? Is that real? Did we ask?
Well,
she did it with us once, once before, and then we figured
that would be good.
It'd be quite good fun to do that again, so maybe we'll ask her.
But I feel like she's probably got a lot on.
She's probably quite busy right now. Right?
She's probably quite busy.
She's doing all her pictures right now. Like, people
oh,
were...
Yeah, they're like meet and greet.
Oh, yeah. Everyone on board on their little car, they have a time.
Time,
so everyone gets a picture.
So
do you have a time? I wonder if I've got a time.
Maybe I've got a time. Maybe we're missing our engagement right now.
I feel like...
I don't have a time.
I feel like that may be a bit weird, guys.
Yeah.
Like, I love Paramore, but I think it'd be a little weird if,
what?
If we joined the photo line at the same time and be like, oh,
how long is that going to take, though?
We're going to get a photo for them. And then
2,500
like,
people on board.
But it's very well organized, I understand. It's good. It's best. I mean, that relates back to what we were talking about. They don't have to do that. They're not charging people any extra for it. You know, it's like.
It's the Parahoy experience. You get a picture.
It's really cool.
Paid for meet and greets can get off the boat.
They can get off the boat.
They can get
right
off the boat. They can get right in the sea.
Literally.
That's why Justin Bieber can afford all his big baggy pants.
Oh yeah.
And all those paid for meet and greets.
What does it cost to meet Bieber again? Is it like, it's like thousands, isn't it?
So
and it's
in a piece of your soul.
It was in the the news. There was an article about it. I can't remember. Don't matter.
Anyway, but we're not on the Bieberhoy.
But I might pitch that to his management. That's pretty cool.
Bieberhoy. I'll just make up puns good. For all parts of the cruise, and you can run it.
That's good.
Well, last time I was on Parahoy, because they use this ship, the Norwegian Pearl, for all different music cruises. They just kind of clean it up the next week, bring it back for something else. Last time it was the week after the Kid Rock cruise.
Oh, no.
So they really washed it down. This time,
give
it a good
this scrub. Time it was after the Gronk cruise. You know who Rob Gronkowski is?
No.
Yeah, he's this American football player, plays for the Patriots.
Oh,
he's like. I mean, he's like. I guess he's a good guy. I don't really know him, but
he's
just
not
like a,
one of the bad ones.
He's like a big bro. He's like a Kid Rock football player, maybe.
Right.
Oh.
What did he put a bill of like DJs on or something, or was it just
one of the guys from LMFAO performed?
Oh, wow.
I know.
What
it's Party Rock.
Red
Foo and
Red Foo, there you go.
And Sky Blue.
This is
Red Foo
is
Berry Gordy's grandson or something,
is
he not?
Yeah, absolutely.
He's related to Berry Gordy.
Yeah.
Yes.
Or nephew or something.
Right.
Connections, industry.
The Illuminati. We got accused of that this week. Some guy did an Illuminati expose on our band. He's tried to accuse us of like all this Illuminati imagery and symbolism.
Oh, the pyramids, yeah.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Obviously,
they were just
yeah.
Us on the first album, so it made sense to me to get some like necklaces and things that had triangles on them. And apparently that was the beginning of the end. It's a slippery slope.
We're in league with Lucifer.
It felt really good, to be honest. It's the first time that we've, like, I guess, impacted on a different level of popular culture. It means that things are going well.
Crazy psycho culture.
Yeah.
You said it was a 3D experience. Three sides of the triangle.
Yeah.
Boom.
There you go.
It's all coming. I'm onto this.
With that Illuminati mess.
Totes. As it
were.
So what I heard, this is just rumor, but it sounds plausible. On the Grand Cruise last week, someone who is like on the balcony above the stage you played last night jumped off the balcony onto the awning behind the stage and then jumped onto the stage with the artist.
Surely that's not advisable. It's not very safe. You hurt yourself, friend.
I don't know what happened to this person. I feel like this person might have had a substance in his or her body that prevented them from feeling a lot of this.
Maybe.
Very in the moment.
I feel like there's a health education TV advert in there somewhere.
Mm. After school special.
If you've been affected by any of the issues in today's
program,
there
was a guy last night watching our show who was obviously off his face on something. He was dancing like on his own, just this kind of guy with a floral shirt. And we finished the last song and he just kept going. Like we were still playing. It's like, mate, we've stopped. You can, you know.
Maybe
he wasn't
the music
having any
was
of
affecting
it.
Him so profoundly. He was like, I just want to keep living this moment.
That's
maybe.
So funny. Remember that guy that was, we met this guy once that was at a meet and greet and we were like, oh, look forward to, I hope you enjoy the show. He's, yeah, I'm tripping, it's gonna be amazing. And I was like, alright, cool, like, well, that's good that you're gonna try it. No, he's like, no,
like I'm going to be tripping for the show. Like I've got a bunch of acid.
Yeah.
Well, they don't tell us this.
Well, the lights. Was he offering you some? Is that what he said?
I think if I'd asked him for it, he would have been.
It
happy
would have been
to
a different show, I think.
But yeah.
They're givers. They're sharers.
Colorful.
Yeah. We were like, oh nice. Funny. He's like, I'm so looking forward to the light show, man. Like, I'll bet.
Oh, I'm going to be
but
tripping.
Make sure
and I was
you've
like,
got
oh,
some
cool.
water and access yeah, yeah. to the exit if you need it. Like,
it's a trip.
I couldn't concentrate on the gig because I was trying to find him in the crowd the entire time.
Lying down in a corner somewhere. Brilliant.
Where was this person dancing? Was it someone right up in the front? Because there were some people jiving up there, but then I guess if he was in the back, you would have really seen him.
Yeah, sort of somewhere in the middle, yeah. He was just on his own, having the time of his life.
Hawaiian shirt, you said.
That's yeah. me in Paramount.
Wait, was it you?
It's all coming together. Wait, let's talk about this guy some more. His moves were awesome. Like,
I saw a lot of good dancing at Paramore last night. Because I went down to the pool deck floor to watch it. Because I want to get the vibe, and I couldn't see from the upper deck. I couldn't see round people. I'm a short person, and. I'm just going to weave into the middle and see. And the guy in front of me was doing some of the best dancing I've ever seen. There was like some excellent kind of hip wiggle pop stuff going on, but he knew all the backing vocals. So he would do the normal vocal, just straightforward, and then when he was doing a backing vocal, he would kind of look up to this guy and put his hand over his mouth and do the kind of like, oh yeah, mama, like to the side. And I was like, I like that. That's good, I like it.
This was Ain't It Fun, the finale of the set.
Which, and he'd been like building up to that.
To your mama.
The whole way through. And he knew everything. He knew all like the deep cuts, all We Know Is Falling stuff. He was, and then technically I was right there with him, but with less dance moves. So I was just like quietly doing it to myself.
Was he filling in any of the guitar with his voice?
I don't think so, but he
That's
did some,
next level.
He did a little, and I wasn't standing with anybody at that time because my friends had gone to the bar, and he was doing some air guitaring, and I did a little bit of, I do a little snare, air snare.
You play drums.
I do a little air snare because the drums on Paramore are obviously amazing, and then occasionally there's a and it's very nice to do, but then I'm like, oh, don't elbow people, hopefully nobody will notice. And I thought I was flying under the radar. I thought I was doing quite well until Haley mentioned during set, like, she was like, other bands are going to play tonight, blah, 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 churches. And when she said that, all the kids turned around, they were like, way! I'm like, oh, and then we all went back to focusing on the show, which I think is nice, like, because most of the time at festivals and stuff, you don't really get that. Like, it's kind of harder to go out and watch bands without drunk people pestering you. Mm. And I think in that moment, they were like, we're all here to have this communal Paramore experience, and we'll deal with you afterwards.
Yeah, I think the kids are, they're all super respectful. I don't know, I think there's something on the website about just, like, say hello and
no selfies,
but don't go nuts and try and like
and
mob
was really
people
nice. And very, we didn't, very cool. Like, nobody took photos during the gig or anything. Everyone was like totally focused on the Paramore show, and then like afterwards when we were walking back up the stairs or whatever, we did a little chatting, a little bit of photos, that's fine. Mm-hmm. Plus I think if anybody had asked me to take a photo during the set, I'd be like, I'm trying to concentrate. I've been waiting for this forever. But you know, we share that feeling, so all of us are in it together focusing on the show.
Is Paramore big in Scotland?
Mm-hmm. I think they're like what, arenas everywhere in the UK now.
Arenas everywhere.
I saw them in Wembley Arena.
Did you?
In London.
Wow.
And
I think the last time I saw them in Scotland on the Brand New Eyes tour. Maybe they were in Glasgow, but they were in like the big exhibition centre aircraft hangar thing.
Yeah.
So they do well. I heard people kind of like Paramore or something. I don't know.
I've heard that rumor.
It's a thing.
Yo, so future churches sets on the cruise, are we going to get some Martin songs?
Yes, because, I mean, we would have got one Martin song last night if I hadn't been blowing chunks right up until about 2 seconds before we went on stage.
What was the expression you used earlier?
What?
It was, I can't remember what it was. Never heard it before.
Blowing
it was
chunks?
Like,
that's a waste.
Was that what he said? Right. Blowing chunks?
Plus, what is blowing chunks?
Vomiting.
Oh, okay.
But yeah, tomorrow we'll probably do one. We can't play the other one yet, but we will
maybe
soon.
Maybe we can rustle it together in time.
You just could karaoke it, probably. I could sing it, but that's not what we're about. We're not about karaoke in it.
It's High Enough to Carry Over is a jam.
Thanks very much. Yeah, we're about to start playing that one on the kind of second phase of the album campaign. I think it'll be fun. Like, a lot. I guess we were trying to just to see if people would be interested in that one, and we got a lot of shit for not playing it so far, so it has to be done.
Okay, yeah. Well, I guess a little bit of shit from me. Yeah. Very, very small, very small amount. A suggestion. Yeah. Suggestion. Maybe if you want to get really morbid, just play like We Sink 3 times in a row.
And then jump off the edge.
It's kind of like playing John Denver in an airport. Yeah, you know? I mean, don't fucking do that. It's
and,
just one of those
And you
things.
Should never mention the Scottish play in theatre. It's kind of similar.
It's just, yeah. We should probably have to cut that song.
And don't mention Titanic either on the boat. That's a bad omen. Bad news.
Yeah, but I feel like with the age of myself, I'm 27 and most of the cruisers on board, maybe a little bit younger, grew up with Titanic, very aware of it. They know the deal. Well, they're comfortable.
Don't trust
with
Billy Zane.
That's the moral of the story. He's a spy.
Somebody told me the other day that they're remodeling a ship that looks like the Titanic and is built the same way from it inside out. That you can go on a cruise ship. Sounds like the worst idea of all time. How is anyone going to want to go on
it? First time, guys. Nice one.
What the fuck?
Is it going to have like a rigid class system like the first Titanic?
I hope so. Yeah.
Who knows?
It's like, well, there's tickets available, but it's steerage class.
It's rough, isn't it?
That's where all the fun's to be had, though. You saw that in the movie.
Yeah, the Irish dancing. Yeah.
And Leo, big Leo. Nice one.
Yeah.
Congratulations, man.
Finally got an Oscar. Finally.
About bloody time.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, that's about all I have at my ends. I'm excited
that we got the Leonardo DiCaprio chat in before the end, though.
Yeah, it's we have to hit on the topical things.
He waited, and he was consistently great. So there's a life lesson to all of us. Just
he is
patience
consistently great.
And be consistently great.
I don't think I can name a really
You can't name any shit film, like shit performance that he's ever done.
Apart from Titanic, no, that was good.
Get off the door. That's what we learned from that film. Get off the door. There's not enough room for both of us.
It got to the point where he was at previous Oscars vaping. There were those photos of him. And then they made a new rule that you couldn't vape at the Oscars.
Oh, really?
To try and get rid of him or what?
Well, I don't know. Maybe they keep him in line. But then he finally won the first year there was no vaping.
Oh, maybe that was the problem. It's too edgy for
he
the
vaped
Academy.
His way out of the running
too
for
edgy
an Oscar.
For the Academy.
There's nothing edgy about vaping. It's so uncool.
Well, but yeah, thanks for having us.
Yeah, absolutely.
For chatting to us aboard the lovely Norwegian Pearl.
Ahoy.
Thank you, guys.
I gave up on time, just like you said you would. So yeah, that's it. That's the show. We joked a lot, talked about some serious stuff. I really had a good time with that one, and as I mentioned, last week's episode featured another one of this batch of interviews that I did on the Paramore cruise. It was with Lights, who was also performing on the cruise, and we talked about things like this.
The interesting thing is that, you know, Paramore announced this cruise without announcing the other artists,
yeah,
and it sold out before they announced any of them. So I was really surprised that there are actually some of my fans on the ship, because they had no idea I was going to be on it. So there is crossover, and it's really powerful, and Paramore fans are super sweet, and it's just like, it's awesome. It kind of reminds me of my fan base, in that everybody's kind of misfits, and they find themselves in the fanship and being a Paramore fan, and that's their people. And there's just all different kinds of people from all over the world, of all colors and shapes, and it's awesome. And you know, this is what brings people together. That's a really powerful thing.
So to hear more of that interview, search for the Altenar Stars on iTunes or in the podcast app on your phone. Also, the link to subscribe and listen to the archive is at the bottom of this page if you're viewing it on billboards.com. You can also subscribe to the podcast and hear other archived episodes. New episode runs every Friday afternoon on billboards.com. Till then, have a good weekend, everybody. Peace out.
Hey, everyone. Craig Robinson here. I want you to check out the Ways to Win podcast, brought to you by Ford and the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. On Ways to Win, Coach Cal and I will discuss leadership lessons we've learned. We know all about the days spent perfecting your craft outside of the limelight and have knowledge to share about how strength, inspiration, encouragement, and adaptability are the key ingredients to drive toward your dreams. And those same ingredients can be found in the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. So check out my podcast, Ways to Win, and also check out the new 2024 Ford F-150 truck. Learn more at Ford.com. Built Ford tough, built Ford proud.